Hello there. Hi, my name is Christian and I'm with Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and we'd like to ask you a few questions on in a confidential way. Would you care to help us out with a survey? Are you a registered voter by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your participation. After that,
Okay.
I'm sorry?
No, I was on the phone and hanging up.
Oh, you don't have time to do it right now? You don't have 5 minutes?
No, I already hung up.
Oh, okay, so you're going to do it, right? Correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much. All right. Okay, we're going to do this in English. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're in a safe place and not driving so we can talk?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And, is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station?
No.
What about a political party?
No.
Okay, thank you. And now, just for a, so we can, to ensure we have a representative sample, what year were you born?
1963,
thank you. Next question. What with which racial group do you identify the most?
Hispanic,
thank you. And what is was the last grade that you completed in school?
I have some college.
Some college, thank you. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
You approve? Would you say that you approve somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
And is that a definitely? Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of that person or not. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or an unfavorable impression of that person. Like I said, if you never heard of that person, you can also say so. First person on the list is Donald Trump.
Yes.
You have a favorable opinion?
No.
Yeah, okay, so you're, these are your options. Your options are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of that person.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next person, Joe Biden.
Yes.
Is that a very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, next person, Vicente Gonzalez.
Yes, and very favorable.
Thank you. What about Myra Flores?
Yes, and very favorable.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
Yes, and very favorable.
Thank you. Moving on, thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress? Will you give it a 10? Okay, thank you. And if the elections for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Allred, the Democrat?
Colin.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, the Republican?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Vicente Gonzalez, okay. Is that, that's a definitely or a probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I'm actually voting both ways.
So do you lean towards more the towards the Democrats or the Republicans?
Democrats.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
Liberal.
A liberal? Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
some who are liberal.
Thank you.